At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale's a little low. Lack of sleep. Maybe a little hungover. Every day's a Super Bowl. We rally. And we'll try to do that today. We got robbed last night. Everybody knows it. We got robbed. SportsCenter won the Sports Emmy last night. I mean, how many Sports Centers are there? You got like 10 of them. So we didn't win. I choose not to use the expression that we lost the Sports Emmy. We just didn't win, but we had fun. We were waiting for the announcement, and I said that during the viewing party, we're going to have our goggles on. We got rain slickers. I have champagne from last year that we didn't get to crack open. And we look like minions or meth dealers. It looked like something out of Breaking Bad, but we're all gathered around the laptop, and we're waiting for the announcement. And we have our goggles on, champagne in hand, rain slickers. And I said, win or lose, we're popping the champagne. We're having fun. And when they said, and the winner is SportsCenter, I said, all right. And this time I didn't react like I did last year where I went, oh, come on. I just went, gave a shout out to some of the folks that I used to work with at SportsCenter, and congratulations. Doesn't change their life. It would have changed our lives. It would have changed our lives for the better. We would have amounted to something. We could have been proud of taking on this risk, doing this job. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, but then you risk that Cubs thing, and Paulie can speak to that. They're lovable losers, and they win, and then they're not so special anymore, and they're kind of an afterthought because they already got one of the Red Sox that happened to.
Todd, trust me. Paulie's fine with the Cubs winning in 2016.
I'd love to change my image that way.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it's good for our brand to not win because, yes, the Cubs were the lovable losers, and then they won, and then we don't care about the Cubs anymore. But, yeah, that's four in a row. So we are the Buffalo Bills of sports shows.
Now, the Bills are actually rooting for us to get nominated and lose again next year, and they could pop the champagne like the Dolphins do with their undefeated season.
And you're probably wanting to know, did he do it? Yes, he did. Todd has a limerick the morning after. Todd, please, a sports limerick. That would be nice. I don't know if this makes it any better. It might make it worse.
I don't think it will, but
a sports limerick would be nice.
The morning after still hurts a lot. Still no hardware have we got. Fourth time's not a charm. Another shot in the arm. Da-da-da. Da-da. What?
Okay. Right. Well, thank you, Todd.
Yeah, that didn't make it better.
It did not, no. But Todd sent it to me three times this morning, and I thought, let's just knock it out of the way. And here we go. We're off to the races. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll rally. We will rally. That's what the great ones do, and that's what we do as well. Suns at the Nuggets, game two tonight. The Joker won the NBA MVP. Jazz over the Clippers. Jazz, after a slow start, come back to win that one in dramatic fashion. 76ers roughed up the Hawks, and we got a full-blown controversy with doctoring the baseball. We'll talk about that coming up. Christian Pulisic, the Chelsea USA midfielder, will join us coming up next hour. Yes, the front row is very excited about this. Seton goes, oh, I prepared some questions for you. I said, well, okay, that's great.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did.
Can I bring my son in to watch the interview?
here's a couple questions for Christian.
Here.
You could ask these.
If you would ask these in this order.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I'll just sit and listen. Fernando Tatis Jr. III, the Padres shortstop, will join us coming up as well. I taped an interview with Xander Schauffele, the PGA professional, PGA golfer. And, you know, he's always in the top 10 when it comes to majors. He joined us yesterday, and I wanted to have him on because he played with John Rahm in the first two rounds at the Memorial. And he's got some more details here about what happened, and he kind of had an idea that something was up with John Rahm prior to that Saturday when he walked off the 18th and they said to John Rahm, you're DQ'd. I'll give you a portion. It's about 3 minutes. That'll be next hour. But I thought it was pretty strong what Xander had to say about the PGA Tour, how they handled that, and John Rahm. That situation, that'll be coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, all 3 hours. You can download the app. You can watch for free. Also, everybody who watched on our YouTube channel last night, thank you. It was a lot of fun. The backroom guys did a wonderful job, and we're very proud of what we were able to do last night. I don't know if that show could win an Emmy, like best show during the sports Emmys, about the sports Emmys. Maybe we win that one, but I was really proud of what we did last night. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Congrats to Denver's Nikola Jokic for winning the MVP. And there's no question that he deserves it because he was there from start to finish. Some of these other contenders didn't play a whole season. Joel Embiid finished second, but you're missing over 20 games. You know, Jokic has a skill set that probably is not going to elicit a lot of complimentary things, a lot of highlights, but he can pass, play inside, outside. He'll take a tough shot. It's not the end of the story, though, because what happens is you win the MVP, and then we go, okay, let's see what you do in the playoffs. You know, Dirk Nowitzki famously winning the MVP and losing in the first round. Greek Freak the last couple of years. Win the MVP and then bow out early. Jokic may run into, this same pothole here. Negative things He'll find something negative in a positive accomplishment. But let's see if he can get out of this next round here. And it just feels like, I don't know if the Greek Freak wins an MVP again anytime soon, because what happens in the postseason? It's a regular season award, but we tend to look at what you do in the postseason as almost like a confirmation of, oh yeah, that's why you were the MVP. Jokic's play this season was remarkable. His MVP award is certainly worth celebrating. Also, keep this in mind. He's the lowest drafted MVP in NBA history. Steve Nash and Giannis Antetokounmpo were both 15 overall. The Joker was 41st overall. The second round pick to ever win the MVP. The first was Willis Reed. That was 1970. But Jokic, third European MVP, Greek Freak, and Dirk Nowitzki. You know, what he's done for Serbian basketball there. But, yeah, quite a story there, and getting the MVP. But it would help that you outplay DeAndre Ayton, because if Ayton can match you, and that's a stalemate, Nuggets aren't going to win that series. Jokic has to be a lot more impressive than he was, but this will be game two. Watched a lot of the Sixers last night while we were doing our viewing party. 76ers, Embiid going for 40, and they had a little bit better defensive strategy for Trae Young. Also, you had multiple defenders on him, but he had 1 3-pointer last night, and 76ers relying on their bench as they pick up the victory to even that series. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me today, poll question-wise?
Okay, let's start with Jokic. Would you rather be, I don't care if he wins 3 NBA titles and 4 more MVPs, would you rather be Vince Carter or the Joker? The ultimate highlight player against, I'm sorry, the ultimate non-highlight player.
Well, he's only 26.
He had a play the other day. He threw the ball off the backboard to himself, like Tracy McGrady in the All-Star game, and then hit a layup instead of dunking.
Okay, it's still... how many points does it count?
He's 7 feet. Throw it down, big man.
How many points does it count for?
2, but in the public perception and YouTube world, you know how people watch the NBA? 12-year-old kids watch it on YouTube the next morning.
Okay, he's not going to move a lot of jerseys here, but he's still a very good player. And, you know, it's not one of those where you go, man, he's going to eventually slow down, or he's not going to be able to jump that high. He's not going to be that quick when he gets older. And then you go, like, he's already slowed down. You know, it's not like you go, yeah, let me see how he is in 5 years. Somebody wake up, Seton. Watching Jokic highlights here.
I have, actually, okay. I had to get that out of the way. Now for the real poll question.
Oh, my God.
Which is...
Oh, by the way, we're losers. We lost the Sports Emmys, but we're celebrating. I said we're celebrating last night. We're celebrating today. We have even losers or winners T-shirts. You go to danpatrick.com, buy any win or lose, we're celebrating T-shirt, and get another T-shirt for half off. No code necessary on that, so we got a sale on those T-shirts. And this program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Father's Day, if you're looking for a gift set, dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. Yes, McLovin.
More impressive feat in NFL history. The Buffalo Bills going to 4 straight Super Bowls, or the Philadelphia Eagles winning a random Super Bowl in the 2017? Totally just an NFL question, no relation to us. Would you rather go to 4 straight Super Bowls or win one and then fade into oblivion?
Why are we mentioning this?
Oh, just football, you know, a little football. Everyone loves football. It's nothing to do with us, just curiosity.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
I know what McLovin's trying to say here. The Buffalo Bills are historical and famous and well-known. Jim Kelly, all those guys. Andre Reed, but they didn't win it. Nick Foles and his one Super Bowl, it's almost like it didn't happen. It happened, but it's a local Super Bowl. It's not a one that's going to be remembered. The Bills will be more remembered than Nick Foles and the Eagles or Trent Dilfer and the Ravens nationally.
I would rather be the Buffalo Bills. I'd rather, you know, that we, you know, it's 4 consecutive years we've been nominated for the Sports Emmy. That's pretty impressive. And we were going up against some heavy hitters. And these are networks that we're going up against. I mean, we were a 16 seed and almost pulled off the upset. Yes, Todd?
It's still a little worse for the Bills not to pile on the city of Buffalo because they have a game to play. They have some control over it. People, it's not like the fans decide who gets to be Super Bowl champions. We're waiting for voters to decide among a group. They actually compete and someone scores more points than the other.
Okay, so I think it's impressive to go to four Super Bowls.
I agree.
Yes, McLean.
By the way, a lot of Hall of Famers on that team.
Yeah.
Andre Reed made it recently. Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
Maybe not Thurman.
I don't know if there's any parallel with the Hall of Famers.
Well, we got one Hall of Famer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we could if there's a booking Hall of Fame, a Limerick Hall of Fame.
You mean the Scott Shapiro wing of the Broadcasting Hall of Fame? Yeah. The booking Hall of Fame?
It's a nice wing.
Yeah.
What else
do you have?
Pitching. Couple questions off of this. What's a bigger problem for baseball? Pitchers using foreign substances or hitters using PEDs? And the corollary question, actually, it's not corollary. I don't even know what that means. Should MLB just let pitchers use foreign substances? Sort of have a hands-off approach.
Okay, but I need to know what substance are they using. I mean, are you using Vaseline? That doesn't help you with your grip.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So there are some substances that should be allowed within limits.
Yeah. But if they've allowed, there's a gentleman's agreement in baseball. And both managers know this. I'm not going to rat your player out. You don't rat my player out. You go back to, it might have been the World Series where we saw that happen with Jim Leland and Tony La Russa. And there was mutual respect of not calling out your pitcher for using a foreign substance. Maybe you were using pine tar. We allow hitters to have gloves and pine tar. But pitchers, no, you're not allowed to. A little rosin there and a little sweat gets a little tacky there. But the reason why this is a big deal now is because Garrett Cole pitches for the Yankees and Trevor Bauer pitches for the Dodgers. These are marquee franchises, and you have all-star pitchers. Garrett Cole did not do himself any favors. Yesterday, he had a press conference. I'll play that for you coming up. But, you know, Trevor Bauer is a guy who loves to talk. Garrett Cole doesn't. I mean, he still hasn't spoken about the Astros cheating scandal. Somehow, he had no idea what was going on. So now you got another cheating scandal of sorts. And baseball, now what do you do? You clean up the sport. How do you clean up the sport? You toss somebody. All you have to do is, hey, if we catch you with a foreign substance on your body as a pitcher, you're out for 10 games. Then you clean it up. Go back to steroids. Like what was the approach? If you test positive, what happened? And then you tested positive again, what happened? And I kept saying, and even said it to the then Commissioner Bud Selig, Commissioner, if you don't sit somebody down for a prolonged period of time, they don't care. They're making so much money, they don't care. And then what happened? First offense, what was it? Was it 60 games? Yep, caught your attention a little bit there. Now, do they still use? Yes. They run that risk, the risk and the reward. But baseball, you want to crack down on a foreign substance on a baseball? Is that why batting averages are at an all-time low? Are we giving pitchers, guys are throwing 100 miles an hour, now we give them an even extra advantage of being able to grip the ball to get more spin. So when you see these guys throw a 94-mile-an-hour slider, didn't used to be that way. And you're gripping it and being able to have more break on it. You know, these hitters are up there trying to hit a home run. They're not trying to put it into play. And if you allow them to be able to throw that hard and give them the extra advantage of something on the ball, pine tar, you know, they're actually using a substance that's used for weightlifting. Now, I don't know if teams are ordering this or just players are ordering this. It's called Spider Tack. And it's from a small place in North Carolina. weightlifters use this. But we'll take a break. I'll play what Garrett Cole had to say yesterday, because and just the pauses in between words, you're going to think that, wait, what happened to my radio here? Because it is a awkward moment there for Garrett Cole. So I have that for you. The Yankee pitcher, he's asked about using this substance, and he had no idea how to answer it. Your phone calls are welcome. Christian Pulisic, we haven't had him on before, so that'll be a treat. The Chelsea and USA soccer midfielder after the 3-2 victory over Mexico in the CONCACAF final. Fernando Tatis Jr. will join us, and some very interesting comments from Xander Schauffele, who played the first two rounds at the Memorial Tournament with Jon Rahm. He knew something was up, I believe, Thursday. Take a break. 18 after the hour. This is the award-nominated Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover. Discover is going to match all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. And there's no limit on how much you can earn. It's amazing, even more amazing, because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Yep, this pretty much sums us up. Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty. Tom, tell us who we are. Come on, Tom, get to the chorus.
Yeah, man, the double verse. Yeah. Come on. Golly.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Come on, Tom. Big windup. Here's the pitch. Tom? Okay. All right.
There we go.
Yeah, well, you get lucky sometimes, according to Tom. I don't know when. We're losers, baby.
It's better for our brand.
Why don't you kill me? Is this is what's in store the entire morning here? Losers?
Songs about being a loser?
Losers?
Well, we do it every year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have to get new songs. They're already there.
Right. Correct.
By the way, you know what I did over the weekend that's going to shock you? It'll shock this audience as well. Yes, Paul.
Drank tequila in your basement and pet your dog?
I did that.
Oh.
Watched half of several different movies?
Yeah.
I did that too.
Watched Sacramento Kings highlights?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
I listened to an album that's... Remember when I told you Billie Eilish was going to be the album of the year? Came in gushing over Billie Eilish. Here we go. We got another album of the year. Paulie, you're trying to press some button here, but it's not working.
I was gonna.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
That is the album of the year. It's not for everybody. It's about teenage breakup, angst, combination of Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish with a little sprinkling of Shirley Manson from Garbage.
I'm out.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a good pull.
There's a couple songs on there, and I think she's got the album of the year. You probably heard Driver's License, but you know she gets her driver's license. That's been one of the big hits there. But there, I listened to the album a couple times, and I think it's going to be the album of the year. Yes, Todd?
Now, is this the next concert you're going to go to solo to follow up the Britney Spears from many years ago?
I would do that.
You're all in.
I had no problem going to a Britney Spears concert by myself. I told you, no beer lines. And it was, she put on a great show. She had like 8 or 9 costume changes. And, this is the album of the year. It's going to be. Big deal. I think she's only like 17 years of age.
Were you listening to like Disney radio on Sirius?
No. I specifically sought this out.
Kids bop. That's what it would be.
I specifically sought out the album just to, instead of saying, oh, I don't like that or I wouldn't like that, I listened just to see if I'd like it. And she's got a great voice and some nice hooks in there, as the kids like to say in the business. All righty. Baseball's foreign substance crackdown. Trevor Bauer, the Dodgers, Garrett Cole, and you had Josh Donaldson who started this. Josh Donaldson, he's former MVP, isn't he, McLovin?
I think so. He was a Sports Jeopardy question when we played the Sports Jeopardy, and all of us got it wrong.
Yeah, he, I think, won the MVP when he was with the A's, if that sounds right. Well, he's with the Minnesota Twins, and he had this to say about pitchers putting a foreign substance on the ball.
What these guys are doing now are performance enhancing, to where it is actual like super glue type of ordeal, to where it's not about command anymore, because when you go look at areas that would show command, walks are up. Hit by pitches that are all-time high on a pace. Is it coincidence that Garrett Cole's spin rate numbers went down yesterday after 4 minor leagues get suspended for 10 games? Is it, you know, is that possible? I don't know. Maybe.
All right, so that's Josh Donaldson calling out Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole yesterday in a press conference was asked some very direct questions, and he didn't give very direct answers.
Have you ever used spider tap while pitching?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, you know, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. Like I mentioned earlier, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. This is including the players in this room, including fans, including, you know, teams. And so if MLB wants to, you know, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
Boy, that clears that up, right? I don't know if he can just come out and say yes. Now, spider tack is it's just a substance that's used by power lifters to give you better grip. And this is a gym in North Carolina, and they sell it online, and pitchers have been using foreign substances for a long time. Now, there are hitters who will say, and they'll acknowledge, that the application of a little bit of pine tar sunscreen was always a big one. You mix that with the rosin, and, you know, in a dry condition or cool conditions, the players want to make sure that they're not ducking out of the way of a fastball because you can't grip it. There is a gentleman's agreement on that. But as with any kind of advantage, you get the advantage, and then how far do you go with that advantage? Like if Barry Bonds had stopped at, I don't know, 51 home runs. You know, when you go, oh my God, he's got 73 home runs. 55, okay, I'm all right with that. It's sort of like the speed limit, where you go, okay, it's 55, I'm going to go 64. If I go 77, that's bad. Or if I go 82, that's really bad. Well, that's what happens when you cheat. Hey, I got away with that. Maybe I could get away with that. Baseball's going to crack down on this. We saw this with minor leaguers. Four minor leaguers were suspended for 10 games apiece. But you have to get this through the Players Association. You know, there's so much, you know, legal red tape involved in this. But baseball has a little bit of a problem here. It's called, we had too much offense, now we don't have enough offense. And now we have an unbelievable pitching performance dominated the game. Yes, Todd.
I know you don't want to incriminate yourself, but anything other than no in that situation, it sounded like he would have been better off saying, like, lawyering up at that point, saying, let me talk to my attorney before I answer that. I don't know how anything other than an immediate no is not some type of admission of something going on.
But if you say, well, this has been passed down from generation to generation, that's not always good things. And yes, maybe some of this has been passed down. But then how far is, like, what is cheating anymore? Yes, Eden.
And it's just funny to hear that spider tack has been passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not that substance there. But, like, what is cheating? This is baseball where, you know, we have such a problem with hitters using steroids. Right? That's a big deal. But pitcher using a foreign substance on a baseball, that's part of the game. You know, it's been passed down. Well, so have steroids. They've been passed down from generation to generation, starting in the 70s with the NFL. But I don't know. Paulie asked me if I had a beer this morning prior to the show.
Dan, did you have a beer before the show this morning?
No.
Now, if you had one and didn't want to admit it, Dan, did you have a beer before the show this morning?
I don't know how to answer that.
You either had one or you didn't.
I don't know. It's been passed down from generation to generation that, you know, people had a beer for breakfast growing up. But
what does that have to do with the exact direct question?
But
I
don't know how to answer that. I'm uncomfortable. Yes.
It's even better, too, if you start it the way Garrett Cole did when they say, have you ever used Spider Tech? And he goes,
Garrett Cole, once again, this is a big deal for a couple of reasons, and you have to understand how the media works. If this was a pitcher with the Kansas City Royals, we wouldn't care. You got a Yankee and you got a Dodger. And when ESPN starts to pick up the story, then it becomes a big story. There are a couple of media outlets that had the story and published. Sports Illustrated doesn't have a TV network. They don't have a media empire. ESPN picks it up. Now it's a story. Yes, Big Club.
But I was wondering, is it also show that baseball isn't as popular as football because 2 inches of air pressure to football took over news cycle for 2 years?
Yes. Yes, you're right about that. But we were apoplectic because it was Tom Brady. If that is throw out a quarterback, if Ryan Fitzpatrick is deflating a football in Miami or any of his other 9 stops in the NFL, nobody cares. Tom Brady's cheating. The Patriots are getting away with something. Then it became a story. It's who is it? Who's covering it? That's how something becomes big, or it just sort of lays there and it goes away. We don't care. Yeah, McLovin.
Imagine, I hear LeBron likes a little air out of his basketball when he shoots a jumper. That would be...
It'd be a big deal. Yes.
But I think any other NBA player, I'm not quite sure, the NBA could get to that level.
Now, if you're a petty thief, is that okay? Just don't be a bank robber?
Petty thief is lower value. I think it's under $250.
Yeah, but you're just a petty thief, right?
If you're being passed down from generations. That's what doesn't make sense. It's like, so if you had a relative that was a criminal of some sort, I know it's different than cheating in baseball. That means that you do it. It was passed down from generations. I have a parent and a grandparent that used to shoplift, so that's why I do it.
What's the poll question, McLovin?
Okay, I think we should put up either this question. Should MLB let pitchers get away with what they're doing, or which is a bigger problem, PEDs for hitters or substances for pitchers? I think the lack of offense is hurting the game.
Yeah, it is. Yes. I mean, I don't know if... When's the last time steroids were brought up in baseball?
Been a long time.
Yeah, but then people after a while were like, we don't care anymore. I mean, they know how to beat the test. That's why I'm always amazed when a marquee guy like Rafael Palmeiro, who had the financial means to be able to hire people to help him beat the system, got caught for a hardcore steroid. But, it's the science involved in this now of what can I take, how much can I take, when can I take it, it's still going on. And it's going to continue going on to go on. It will. Baseball, how much do I let you put on the baseball? How do you go, you can do that, but not that? I mean, do I measure what you have on your, the bill of your hat? Can I inspect you? It's just a slippery slope we're going down. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you notice the pitches? Have you noticed the pitches move differently this year?
I'm watching just like everybody else. I mean, if I stood in there and faced a 98-mile-an-hour slider from Jacob DeGrom, no. But the players know when there's more bite to a baseball, there's more break to a baseball. And look, there has to be some kind of correlation between all of these no-hitters, batting averages at an all-time low. We can say, well, we're up there for launch angle, and they're just trying to hit home runs. But I think I'll ask Fernando Tatis Jr. this coming up in the final hour of the show, are you okay if they use a little bit of substance on here? Guys who've doctored the baseball for years. I knew somebody who was a catcher. I knew somebody who was a third baseman. And they would alternate on who was going to scuff the baseball. So catcher could use his shin guard, the side of his shin guard, and you would have the third baseman would have a tack at the base of his glove where his hand goes in, and there'd be a tack there. So he could just cut it just a little bit. Therefore, the pitcher had nothing on him. It was the catcher with his shin guard, and then you had the third baseman had a tack. Now, pitchers have used that before. Remember, what's it, Aroldis Chapman looked like he had a birthmark, and it was he had pine tar on his neck, or either that, or looked like a tattoo. Hey, I know you want to be able to grip the baseball, but I think, and it's not even a fine line here of gripping the baseball. I always go back to Lester Hayes when he played for the Raiders and he had stickum on his hands. It looked like he had, you know, glue just dripping off his hands.
He looked like he just ate a lemon meringue pie, like a 4-year-old. Like,
yeah, and you know, I kept thinking if he ever shook hands with a teammate, we couldn't separate him and his teammate. You know, and NFL receivers, they get to wear gloves. Okay. Is that performance enhancing? Which I've said it is. Performance enhancing. Yes, McLeod.
But there are rules about how tacky those gloves. They have a level of tackiness. They're supposedly.
Can a pitcher wear a tacky glove?
I don't know. Could you really pitch with a glove on? That seems crazy.
You wouldn't want to. I don't think you want that feel of the baseball. But that would cut down on blisters for these guys.
Quarterbacks use them.
But also, they don't want to give you that. Now, all of a sudden, I can doctor the glove and how it looks. So now, all of a sudden, I have a white glove on with a white baseball, and I'm throwing it. Try to catch up with that. Yeah, McLovin.
It was Michael Pineda in 2014 with the pine tar on his neck, not Chapman.
Okay. Right.
Yankee teammate, yeah.
Okay.
And the pictures are unbelievable. Like, he did not do a good job of hiding it.
They are wonderful. The pictures are just laugh out loud funny.
Yes, Todd.
Also, how do you police this during the course of a game? It's incumbent on the umpires to catch somebody. Yeah. Do you get a certain number of challenges every second inning, fifth inning, eighth inning? All of a sudden, you see something weird. What do you do? And then if you're wrong, what happens to you as opposed to being right?
But I don't know if people care about this. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. Do you as a fan care? And, you know, we cared about the Astros. Right? The Dodgers were victims there. Then we had a culprit. We had consequences. Somebody won a championship here. Then we cared. But you also had the Dodgers involved in this. You had some marquee players with the Astros. Like, Gerrit Cole has never really commented on what happened with the trash can controversy with his team when he won a World Series.
He'd prefer to now.
yeah. You don't want to talk about the sticky stuff. Do you want to talk about the 2017 Astros and the trash? Yes. I'd love to talk about that, how we cheated there. All right, we'll take a break. Play of the day is up next. Phone calls are always welcome. The great soccer player, Christian Pulisic, will join us. And Fernando Tatis Jr. III will join us a little bit later on. Back after this in the award-nominated Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Donovan comes to get it. He's got a switch. Luke Kennard will pop out to him. Jazz are fine with that. Step back three on the left side. Ow! Oh, my goodness gracious, Donovan.
That's courtesy of the Jazz Radio Network. 32 of Mitchell's 45 came in the second half. 11 for 16 from the floor, including 4 of 7 from three-point range as they take Game one. Play of the day brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Father's Day, they've got a great gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. Ty Lue, the Clippers head coach, was asked after the game, why didn't you take a timeout at the end of the game and maybe get a better shot than you did?
I didn't want to take Gobert out the game and have it switchable guys in or have time to, you know, talk about it as a team if they want to foul or not. And I just thought getting a stop, you know, getting out on a break with Gobert on the floor, was going to be able to generate an open three. But he did a good job of closing out to the corner. I got to watch it. But that's the best time to try to get a three, especially when a team doesn't know if they're going to foul or what they're going to do, you know, coming down in transition.
Yeah, I understand it. You know, I always love the coach that had his team prepared for that moment. Then he didn't have to take a timeout because I want to catch you before you set your defense up. Well, Utah is a very good team defense, and it didn't seem like they had a real game plan, the Clippers, as far as that last shot. You know, you're like, throw the ball to Kawhi, and what do I do? And then he throws it, and Paul George did not play well again in the first half. Bad. Did a little better in the second half. Yeah, McLevin.
By the way, Paul, we put up, should MLB come down harder on the pitchers? 79% say yes. So there's nobody who's like, let him go.
Yeah. All right.
But I mean, I guess the other question, like, do you really care? I don't get that strong sense.
Well, if you care, then you care about what does the game look like? The aesthetics of baseball. You know, is it, they're trying to get more movement in the game. They're trying to get it so it's not just one of those where you sit and watch and you wait for something to happen. When you have these pitchers who are so good. I mean, I go back to 1968 when Bob Gibson, you know, 1.12. Danny McLain won over 30 games that year. Baseball had a real problem. The fact that Carl Yastrzemski won the batting title, batting 301, they had a real problem there. you know, these pitchers are brought up now, throw hard, throw for as long as you can. You need Tommy John, that's okay. You'll come back. Yeah, Paul.
This is going to sound like a horrible idea, but it's just a radical idea. What if you could somehow radically change the baseball scoring system where base hits were points? Not walks, but base hits were points. And you get rewarded by base hits, and the total number of hits combined with runs in a game became the final score. Because then no one's leaving their bat on their shoulder. And if you get nine hits and the other team has four hits and you each have four runs, you win.
I know, but baseball, it just feels like they're doing their best. They're trying to, you know, they're relying on gimmicks. Hey, you know, doubleheader, seven innings. Start extra innings on second base. They're trying. Scott in Florida. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind? Hey, Scott.
Point early. Hey, DP. I think you made some great points earlier about cheating in baseball and how we're just kind of selective about the forms of cheating we care about. I would posit that everyone really started caring when Barry Bonds was using. And to me, this just drives home the point that he should be in the Hall of Fame. It's not like he had access to special steroids or anything like that. He was just that much better than everyone else.
Well,
and also, I wanted to ask you a quick...
They weren't testing, you know, back then.
Exactly.
What else?
Well, I wanted to ask you, baseball, what if they bought some acres outside of Omaha, Nebraska, and built a diamond, but with no outfield wall? You can hit the ball as far as you want, but, buddy, you better get around those bases.
Thank you, Scott. That is radical. That might be more radical than yours, Paul.
Think so.
We're going to build a baseball stadium, and we have no home run fences. But if you hit it, and it goes a country mile... Then you just keep running. Run, Forrest, run. Yes, McLovin.
Are we in the same territory as like raising the rim to 11 feet or expanding the NFL end zone? Or like, is there a radical idea coming to baseball?
I think a radical idea for basketball would be to widen the floor. I don't need to raise the basket. Yeah, Paul.
Baseball shortened games. They put guys on second base who didn't earn a spot to be there.
I know.
We're comfortable with that.
All right, 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Fernando Tatis Jr., the Padres shortstop, will join us. And Christian Pulisic, the USA midfielder. Suns Nuggets game two coming up tonight. Back after this. One more item. We close out that first hour, rockauto.com. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. Rockauto.com, family business founded by automotive engineers back in 1999. Two goals in mind. Want to give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, making the parts affordable by offering reliably low prices. They've checked the box on both of them. You don't have to waste time and money hunting for the parts. You don't phone somebody, drive someplace, wait in lines. Just go to rockauto.com. Make sure you tell them that we sent you. You can write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. All the parts your car or truck will ever need, rockauto.com. Correct parts for both old and new cars. You can't just pour 10W30 oil in just about every engine you like over the last 30 years. They've got all the parts. They got all the answers for you. And all you do is need to make some time. Go to rockauto.com. They're there for you every moment of the day. rockauto.com. All the parts your car or truck will ever need.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.